Hello everybody and welcome back to the show. In this exclusive third episode of the World Tour, we have the land of the Maori, one of the most southern countries where part of The Lord of the Rings was filmed. This is New Zealand, the topic of the day. Expect to learn more about New Zealand's geological formations that still remains a mystery. One story and remarkable work of a local marine scientist, both endemic and seasonal species living there in various different ecosystems, and much more. New Zealand, an island country in the South Pacific Ocean, is located more than 1,000 miles southeast of Oceania. It comprises two main islands, the North and the South Island, as well as several smaller islands. The capital city of New Zealand is Wellington, and the largest urban area is Auckland, both located on the North Island. This place is known for its unique marine environment and is a world hotspot for biodiversity. It has over 17,000 known species and an estimated 85% of all its wildlife living in the ocean. Fact about the North Island, it is home to the Waikato River, while the South Island is known for its stunning landscapes. Before getting to the biological side of New Zealand, we could ask ourselves, well, how did such a big island was formed? Well, around 85 million years ago, New Zealand was part of a larger landmass, named nowadays as Gondwana. Over time, tectonic forces caused the Gondwana to break apart and the land that is now New Zealand began to separate from Australia and Antarctica. Because yes, Antarctica is made of rocks deep under the big ice compact sheet above. Around 25 million years ago, the Pacific plate started to move under the Australian plate in a process called subduction. This movement led to the formation of the Southern Alps, a mountain range that runs along the western side of the South Island, not the one in Europe. Volcanic activity also played a significant role in shaping its landscape. The North Island is home to several active volcanoes, including Mount Ruapehu and White Island, and they are a result of subducting plates of the Pacific beneath the Australian. Glaciers have also played a significant role in shaping its geography. So during the last ice age, there was large glaciers that was covering all the South Island, and they were carving out fjords and creating the stunning landscapes we can see today with these mountains. That's how all of this was formed. So New Zealand creation involved a combination of tectonic forces, volcanic activity, glacial processes, resulting in the diverse and unique landforms that make up this whole country. Now, what species can we find in the water? One of them is the bronze whaler, also known as the copper shark. These large requiem sharks can reach lengths up to around 3.3 meters. They distinguish themselves by their narrow, hook-shaped upper teeth and plain bronze coloration. These bronze whalers are often spotted in relatively shallow depths over coral reefs during summer months. If ever you dive around Aramoana in Dunedin, you might catch a glimpse of the New Zealand hooker sea lion, which is endemic, also known as the hooker. Adult males of this species are black or dark brown, while females are silver-grey dorsally and creamy-coloured ventrally. They are endangered because they face threats from fishing activities and have to compete with it for food. The New Zealand fur seal is another remarkable marine species found in the waters around Kaikoura, we talked about earlier. And these seals, they spend a significant amount of time on rocky shores, chilling, especially during the breeding season. Excellent hunters and divers there can stay underwater for up to 14 minutes. The good news is that their numbers have been increasing in recent years, showing off a recovery in the species. In an area called Milford Sound, we can find a fascinating and unique black coral. Normally we found them in deeper waters, but these black corals have built their underwater forests in Milford Sound for around 200 million years, with approximately 7 million coral colonies to this day. And that's a site worth exploring. Another, rather seasonal visitor is the killer whale, the largest member of the dolphin family. And they can be spotted in the Paul Knight Marine Reserve, where pods of orcas are frequently sighted. Another marine species found in New Zealand, which is highly sought after by underwater photographers, is the Jason mirabilis nudibranch. It is sought after for its vibrant colours, as a sea slug, and it is considered to be a part of the hydroid group. And the last one are the sperm whales, which are frequently spotted around Kaiokoua, where males gather year-round. And these whales dive to impressive depths, often exceeding 3,000 meters. With their ability to hold their breath for extended periods, they are the most apex predator of the zone. Not to mention another apex predator, which is extremely discreet, however, which is the giant squid that justifies also the presence of sperm whales in the zones of Kaiokoua. So, as I already detailed, New Zealand is really diverse in terms of biodiversity, but there's also a huge diversity in ecosystems. So first one is the rocky shore. This is an intertidal zone where land meets the sea, and this zone experiences dramatic changes in water levels and sunlight exposure, as well as salinity. This dynamic environment provides a home for organisms like barnacles, limpets, and seaweeds. And all of these creatures have special adaptations to survive these same exact challenging conditions. One of them being the ability to withstand desiccation and the force of the waves. Second one are the coral reefs. They're primarily found in the northern regions, like the Paul Knight's Island, as I already mentioned, and they are a vibrant and colorful ecosystem, as you know. They are formed by tiny coral polyps that secrete calcium carbonate to create their structure. They provide essential habitat for marine species, fish, crustaceans, mollusks, everything. Third one are kelp forests. They are abundant along the coast of New Zealand, particularly in the South Island, in areas like the Fyord Land, Stewart Island, and the Otago Peninsula. They are underwater forests composed by kelp, which is a brown algae that can go up to 40 meters. They hold species like urchins, fish, and invertebrates, and sometimes seal that eat the urchins. The dense canopy of kelp creates a complex and intricate ecosystem, and kind of isolated from the ocean. Last one is the deep sea trenches. They are the deepest point on Earth, and one of New Zealand's is the Kermadec Trench, which is the second deepest of the globe. It reaches 10,047 meters. Another significant trench is the one of the Kaiokoua Canyon, which is 3 kilometers deep. All these deep sea trenches provide unique habitats for marine life in harsh conditions. They are characterized by extreme pressure, low temperatures, and complete darkness. However, somehow, scientists always made astonishing discoveries in these harsh environments by witnessing bioluminescent organisms, giant squid, and deep sea hydrothermal vents. Lastly, we have the story of a scientist, Dr. Rebecca Simmons. Dr. Rebecca Simmons is a marine biologist and researcher who has spent years in New Zealand's marine ecosystems. One of her research was based on the intricate relationships between ecosystems and environmental factors. One of her most astonishing discoveries was the symbiotic relationship between a species of shrimp and a deep-sea hydrothermal vent. So, these shrimp have adapted to thrive in the extreme conditions near the vents, where scorching hot water and toxic chemicals are released from the Earth's crust. And Dr. Simmons' research revealed how these shrimps not only survive but rely on the energy and nutrients provided by this vent system. The reason for that was chemosynthesis. Another research of Dr. Simmons documented the migration patterns of humpback whales, because yes, you can also find humpback whales, I didn't detail it, but you can find them in the waters of New Zealand, through satellite tagging and acoustic monitoring. She traced the whales' movement and uncovered their important role and classic roots in the environment. It helps to understand the interconnectedness of marine species and the significance of preserving their habitats. I believe that Dr. Simmons' work serves as a reminder of the incredible complexity and resilience of New Zealand's marine ecosystems nowadays. In this episode, we learned about the amazing ocean life in New Zealand. We talked about the different types of animals, of plants that live there and how they are able to survive. Also, we talked about the different parts of the ocean, like the mountains and vents underwater, that help create a special environment for these creatures, that is New Zealand. If you want to be informed of future episodes or suggest topics, don't hesitate to subscribe and send a message on Instagram at oceanexplained_. That's Instagram at oceanexplained_.